Blog Talk Radio.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with a student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free
just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as general information, support, encouragement, empowerment, and advocacy around living the barefoot lifestyle. Barefooting is a lot safer than people think. Unfortunately, there is a lot of stigma around its dangers, and there is a lot of stigma around, I guess, the lack of common sense of barefooters, as if we're not paying attention, as if we're not looking at where we're stepping, where we're walking, especially when barefoot. Because we are constantly watching and being mindful of our feet. Now, yes, we are not perfect creatures by any means. We are still human. So, you know, sometimes humans do get hurt. Sometimes humans trip, slip, fall, whatever, aren't paying attention to things. Or, you know, we all have our own limitations, and barefooting is not something to just bulldoze right into. It is something that takes time. It is everyone's own personal journey. It takes time for you to adapt, but also we all live in different climates and environments and have different accessibility to different terrains, if that makes any sense, based upon, you know, where we're located. And those are factors that influence barefooting. You know, even if people are in the same state, if, you know, you're located somewhere where you have access to the woods and, say, more lakes or and then also more, you know, city and versus somebody that only has the city or whatever. I don't know. I'm creating this example off the top of my head, so it's probably not the best. But my point is that, you know, our lives are very unique and individual, and our environments and our surroundings have a lot to do with our barefooting journey. And our relationship with our surroundings is very embedded within that. You know, our surroundings influence our ability to barefoot, especially in terms of safety. Obviously, if it is way too cold, you know, that can be a safety risk. If it's way too hot, that can be a safety risk. If you're going somewhere like a construction site or, I don't know, like a landfill or a chem lab or anything like that, those are going to be more, you know, dangerous environments with more risks. So, you know, we are constantly paying attention. We're, you know, assessing our surroundings. We're not idiots. We're not, I don't know, whatever else harmful things people may want to throw out there. We're people just living our lives and doing what's best for us. And what's best for some people is not what's best for everyone. Barefooting also, though, too, is not a one-size-fits-all journey. It is very diverse within the barefooting community. And I think it's just very important to remember that we are not a monolith, and nobody, no group or anything is truly a monolith of any kind. There's always so much diversity among people and just how people are. And our environments have a lot to do with our experiences, whether that be mental, physical, emotional, energetic even. And that does have to do with our barefooting. You know, people, you know, we engage with our physical environments, of course, when barefooting, you know, because, you know, our bare feet touching the ground, whatever. But we also interact socially with others, and, you know, the connotations, thoughts, and feelings that other people have around our barefooting that can influence us, can influence our sense of safety, our sense of confidence, our sense of value and feeling understood, you know, and those are things that are just natural within psychology. Even if it doesn't, it's not something that completely derails you, you know, it is natural for those things to make us question ourselves. And, you know, questioning ourselves isn't always a bad thing, but when you are doing something that is beneficial to your well-being, your health, your body, your mind, perhaps, you know, has cultural and heritage significance, importance to you, or religious significance, spiritual significance, anything like that, you know, you're doing something that is beneficial to you, and it's something that is so stigmatized and still looked down upon, you know, that is something that is very harmful. And that is something that, you know, does affect people, especially when it's something that positive that you are doing for your well-being. You know, it's different if we're doing things that are harming ourselves and other people, you know, are giving us, you know, some negative feedback that, you know, is well-intended to keep us from, you know, self-sabotaging or causing possible harm to our bodies, ourselves, or anyone else, you know. But when you are doing something that is genuinely beneficial for you, your well-being, your safety, and it is not being taken seriously and you feel misunderstood, gaslit, anything like that, you know, that can deeply affect you, and that can deeply affect anyone, especially if you are in a more vulnerable state with your health, whether that be physical, mental, emotional, you know, going through a big loss or a huge transition in life. Those things do make us psychologically more susceptible to stress and the negative impact that stress has on the nervous system. And barefooting, though, is actually something, too, that there are studies and there is evidence around that, you know, barefooting does help lower those stressors and help alleviate, release, and just help in general with those stressors on the nervous system while strengthening the nervous system. And there are so many different aspects of that within, you know, just a generalization of how, you know, nature is beneficial to all human life. And then, you know, there are those more individual, nuanced, novelty even, just very individualized, unique experiences in which nature and barefooting, you know, relates and is a part of our mental health, our physical health, our emotional health, and maintaining those. And I know for myself especially recently, I feel like nature is the only thing really keeping my sanity together on any level. And I think nature is something that is incredibly healing and just so powerfully healing. And of course, it's not a magic cure. It's, you know, we're not trying to sell you some magic cure or anything like that. You know, we're just advocating for barefooting to be recognized for the coping mechanism that it is, for the value that it adds to people's lives. And, you know, it helps a lot with my mental health, grounding myself, keeping a sense of sanity, but also being able to have, and especially for, you know, me with my, let me clear my throat. I feel like I was choking for a second. But anyway, but especially for me with my ADHD and my autism, you know, having sensory-friendly places, sensory-safe environments where I can, you know, revitalize my nervous system is very crucial to my stability. It can be make or break all. You know, as long as I have, you know, the ability to have, you know, those safe places, those safe environments, or those safe things, you know, I can, you know, keep myself regulated and keep myself healthy. But without those, for autistic ADHD people, especially with, you know, trauma and CPTSD and other mental health conditions as well, you know, it can be very, very dangerous if those destabilization coping mechanisms and tools aren't put in place. And it can lead to, you know, higher risks. And I'm, you know, speaking this from personal experience, and, you know, and nature isn't a magic cure-all, but in terms of my stability, my sanity, my well-being, my safety, physically, mentally, emotionally, nature is, and being in nature and the sensory-friendly aspects of that, and barefooting is tied into that as well, you know, it is very crucial for me to be in nature and to have that for my my mental health, my physical health, my emotional health, just my general stability and well-being. And nature in general is very crucial to human health and is very crucial for mental health, physical health, emotional health. And, you know, being in nature really helps me be able to process my emotions and really sort through how I feel. And sometimes, you know, I may still be kind of crazy and irrational, and I may not always have the best experiences where I feel like I really did all the work. But at the same time, it still grounds me and stabilizes me and supports me enough to at least make those increments and in processing things. And, you know, being autistic, it can be, it can take a lot longer to process things. There can be delayed reactions, just delayed processes on just with emotions and things like that and experiences. And especially with where I've been at, you know, with being in burnout and stuff. And the cognitive decline aspects that come from that. And I, you know, have been getting to a much more stabilized place, but nature has been a crucial role to that. And barefooting is definitely a huge aspect of that. But even in the winter and moments when, you know, it's just too cold and I have to wear shoes, being able to still be in nature, be able to just see the beauty of it, you know, that sensory seeking aspect visually, the sounds of nature, you know, so auditorily, being able to even just feel the fresh air, you know, being able to touch my hands onto trees and, you know, that sensory tactile experience. But, you know, especially times when I am able to be barefoot, you know, that there's definitely that sensory tactile experience there with barefooting. And there have been some times recently with the weather being warmer, you know, I have been able to, you know, get some more barefooting in. And then there have been times where I haven't been able to, and it's been really frustrating. But, you know, nature still plays a crucial role. And so if you're somebody that really relies on nature for grounding in moments when, you know, you're not able to barefoot, I know when things are starting to warm up, you know, overall here, but depending on where you're at, you know, if it's still staying cold, or for reference, you know, in the future when it, you know, it's cold, you know, and you're not able to get that barefooting out in nature, you know, just feel like just something that really helps me is just being able to, you know, just touch my palms, whether it's one or two, you know, flat to a tree, and just, you know, just do breathing exercises, you know, just breathing in, you know, hold it in for a couple of seconds and then in a longer exhale than the inhale. And, you know, just do that as long as I feel like I need to until I feel like I can stop, if that makes sense, or like, you know what I mean? It's about really listening to yourself, which is a journey of its own. But, you know, nature plays a huge, crucial role in our stability and our well-being. And this is very important to talk about because this is one of the crucial reasons why barefooting is so important and, you know, why so many people have such great experiences barefooting in nature is there's so many health benefits to nature, and we are a part of nature and nature is a part of us. And, you know, it's really important for us to be mindful and aware and of that relationship with nature. And I'm not saying, you know, you have to put big expectations on yourself to have it all figured out and to completely deep dive life and the meaning of life, you know, but just having those moments of personal reflection and of self and being able to find the beauty and the value in nature and how it helps and empowers you and with barefooting, how, you know, barefooting in nature helps to empower you and stabilize you. But also just really understanding our connection with nature is so crucial to just our well-being. And don't get me wrong, you know, I'm somebody who has bad allergies, so, you know, nature can be a jerk sometimes too, with the pollen and whatnot. But you know, that's been annoying in its own way, but at the same time, you know, nature is very healing and it is very stabilizing. And You know, getting enough vitamin D, getting enough sunlight is so crucial. And that's something I actually wanted to, you know, briefly bring up. Let me clear my throat again. I've always got sinus stuff, especially the allergies going on. Okay, there we go. I'm back. vitamin D and sunlight is a natural source of vitamin D. You know, it's very crucial for mental health, mood stability, and well-being. But it's also very crucial for physical health. I am not, you know, an expert in any of this, but I did find something earlier before the show from Columbia University Irving Medical Center, just kind of talking about vitamin D, and so just going to read some things from that. Sorry, my throat. So vitamin D, it's vital to bone health, muscle movement, nerve connections to the brain, and immune system functions. Studies suggest vitamin D may also help protect us from infections, including COVID, and major diseases like cancer, cardiovascular and respiratory diseases, diabetes, and dementia. What is vitamin D? Vitamin D, like all vitamins, is a nutrient that is essential for life. Our bodies produce active vitamin D after exposure to sunlight, and we get some vitamin D from food. Vitamin D is also a hormone. Hormones help control how cells and organs function. However, we do not call vitamin D hormone D because without it, we cannot live. Latin lesson, vita means life. So it's referred to as a vitamin interrupt the reading for a second because of how vital it is to human life rather than just being referred to as a hormone. And so, you know, it is very crucial to human stability and just well-being and being alive because we can't live without it, but also just being deficit in it is, you know, just not good for mental health, but also physical health. And I'm going to continue reading two more paragraphs from this article from Columbia University. And I do have it tagged in the Barefoot is Legal link tree. But anyway, so vitamin D, 3 verse D2. Two forms of vitamin D are available in supplements, vitamin D3 and vitamin D2. Both can help correct vitamin D deficiency, but most doctors recommend D3 because it is slightly more active and therefore slightly more effective. Vitamin D3 is naturally produced by animals, including humans. Vitamin D2 is the plant form. Using the form made in our bodies is another reason for recommending vitamin D3. What does vitamin D do? Vitamin D makes our bodies better at absorbing other nutrients, namely calcium and phosphorus, both important for bone health. Vitamin D also helps to restore and maintain the calcium in our bones, where 99% of it resides. Without sufficient vitamin D, bones can become weak and fragile. Some studies show a possible connection between vitamin D and protection against cancer, heart disease, bacterial and viral infection, COVID, and more. But more research is needed to substantiate these links. So the links, between protection and preventing, you know, these other diseases is still not fully understood, but it is definitely understood that vitamin D is essential for, you know, bone health and for nerve connections to the brain, immune system function, muscle movement, and also mental health as well. Also vitamin D is also crucial for, the health of your teeth. And that also relates to the calcium, and like absorbing that in the body and whatnot. But, you know, I've even been noticing lately that, you know, I just having to really get myself outside as much as possible. And, you know, just it having, getting sunlight is super important for just having any kind of stability and just dopamine and motivation personally where I'm at. So, you know, I've been able to really realize like how crucial it is for me, not just, you know, just the aspects of nature, but vitamin D and getting natural sunlight, also just getting enough light. Seasonal depression, you know, is something that affects a lot of people. And, you know, a lot of it is just from not getting enough sunlight. I mean, the vitamin D has a huge aspect of it, but also our retina is not receiving enough natural sunlight or light in general. It does affect the circadian rhythm. It affects hormone cycles. It does affect mental health and just general well-being. And also too, especially if you are, you know, somebody who has sensory issues, that could be because of ADHD, autism, fibromyalgia, and any other connection that has, you know, sensory issues within it. Because of just those more sensitivities to sensory things like light, not getting enough light can also, which is a form of understimulation, can affect people with sensory issues more as well. And even for me, like I, you know, wear sunglasses outside all the time, pretty much. If the sun is out, I have sunglasses on, even if other people don't think it's that bright because of my sensory issues with my ADHD, autism, and fibromyalgia. And the migraines it causes, but at the same time, like I still need to be outside and get that sunlight. So if, you know, you're somebody where, you know, being outside can cause overstimulation, but not getting enough sunlight can cause, you know, understimulation in negative ways that you may or may not be aware of, you know, and that may be your own thing to kind of sort through and understand if you have sensory issues or you experience seasonal depression. Just finding that balance between, you know, going outside and wearing sunglasses to, you know, protect from the photosensitivity, but also getting enough light is the way that I balance it anyway. But there are just so many aspects of nature and being out there and barefooting that are so important. And I just kind of want to take the time to talk about those aspects of nature as we're moving from winter to spring. And yeah, I don't know. But, you know, barefooting is legal in the United States. There are no laws or health codes against barefoot in the United States. It is legal for you to barefoot in public spaces. It is legal for you to go barefoot in nature and down the street and whatever you want to do. That is your right. You are allowed to barefoot in public spaces. There are no laws against driving barefoot. There are no health codes against being barefoot in public spaces like restaurants, movie theaters, shopping centers, stores, gas stations. It is your right to barefoot in public spaces. You are not doing anything legally or morally wrong. Unfortunately, a lot of people still have negative, you know, ideas, belief systems and schemas and stigmas, whatever, around barefooting, but you are not doing anything legally wrong and you are not doing anything morally wrong barefooting in public spaces or going out in nature barefooting. As long as you are listening to your body, you know, paying attention the best you can and just doing the best you can to listen and take care of yourself, that's all you got to do, you know, is just do the best you can, you know, within your barefooting to take care of yourself. But barefooting is also a huge way in which we do take care of ourselves. And we do stabilize ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, you know, and there are so many aspects of the literal physical excessive electrical energy in our body, which, you know, has been linked to, you know, different chronic health conditions, you know, inflammation in the body, insomnia and sleep disorders, things like that. All this excessive electrical energy, you know, it can wreak havoc in the human body, and there is research and science that shows that grounding this excessive energy to the earth and, you know, being able to directly, you know, touch the earth with our feet, you know, we're aligning with the earth's electromagnetic field. This does help stabilize human health, the energy in the body. You know, our brains and our hearts are the most electrical parts of our body. There is very real electrical responses and pulses and being sent throughout our nervous systems from, you know, our neurons and synapses and all that. And I'm not the best to explain things right now, so I hope I'm making sense. But, you know, there are very complicated processes happening in our body that are electrical. And you know, having different chronic health issues, especially you know, and having issues with your mental health, as, you know, as well. You think our brains are so electrical, hearts are so electrical, anything, you know, with the nervous system, the electrical activity, you know, especially, you know, it is very crucial to, you know, ground that excessive electrical energy, and barefooting is really crucial to stabilizing health and is a really crucial coping mechanism. Now, it's not a magic cure-all, like, you know, like I've said before, it's not the magic cure, but barefooting is a huge coping mechanism and way of helping treat and stabilize chronic illness, as well as the nervous system, human health, mental health, emotional health, processing and working through trauma, processing emotions that have been stored in the body, because our emotions, you know, they are, you know, they're chemical. We feel them, we experience them in the body and throughout the nervous system. And unprocessed emotions, they can get kind of stuck in those more physical forms that they occur within us in the body. And, you know, we really have to work through those things. And even from personal experience, you know, with working through trauma and as someone with complex PTSD, barefooting and grounding has been really crucial to really working through mental health things, just really connecting with my body, and just being more physically present in my body, helping with dissociation, depersonalization, and just really pulling me back in my body. It may not magically fix it. I may not be at perfect, you know, ideal where I need to be in my brain and my body, but it is a crucial coping mechanism to being able to exist within my body, and also not just exist within my body, but exist within my body safely. And, but also it's really been crucial to really processing and working through emotions in the body, you know, especially with being autistic and having shutdowns and with CPTSD all the unprocessed stuff, you know, barefooting really does help being able to move naturally and more fluidly within, you know, the way the range of movement of how my body is supposed to move, if that makes sense, full range of motion, and being able to move more freely. And especially being able to dance barefoot, however I'm able to, especially in nature or in my home in a safe place. And it is a very releasing and healing experience. And it really does help process those physical aspects of emotions, just really being stored in my body, being able to work through those mental aspects, psychological aspects. But it's really a physiological thing too, where the psychological and physical body meet and how they overlap. And it is a very freeing and healing experience. And no, it's not a magical cure or anything. And yeah, I'm crazy and that's okay. But, you know, there's still validity to this. And there's validity to barefooting in anyone's life that it enriches and helps and adds value. We are at 2:03 right now, so I am going to run a quick ad break. We have a caller, it looks like, who would like to speak on air. I'm going to run our ad break first. This is Phoenix hosting right now. Audrey should be here soon, so I would like to try to get you on, but I know when Audrey gets here, I'm not 100% sure time frame. I do want to get her on and talking as well. So we're going to run a quick ad break, and then since, you know, it's just after 2 and we got to do that, and I'll let you on. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle and advocating for barefoot rights and barefooting to be recognized as the accommodation it is for disabilities and different conditions, as well as just what it does for human health. Sorry, that was a long outro, but we will be back with Barefoot is Legal Radio after that break.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias. But they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as general information, support, encouragement, and advocacy for barefooting. Barefooting is a legitimate accommodation for many different disabilities and chronic illnesses. Sorry, speaking of disabilities, we're having trouble speaking today. And I do mean that literally, folks, with my apraxia and autism. Barefooting is a legit accommodation for many different disabilities and chronic illnesses. It is recognized as such by the ADA, the American Disability Act, and by the U.S. Department of Justice as an accommodation. That is your protected right within disabilities. There are ADA cards. Sorry, excuse me. I think I have another burp. I'm going to mute it. Okay. But there are ADA cards on the barefootislegal.org page that you can check out and download or have a digital copy of, print off, whatever you prefer for yourself. If you are somebody with, you know, a disability that barefooting is an accommodation for and is something you need, and you're having issues with discrimination or issues in certain areas where there may be gray areas, even on, because of course barefooting is legal in public spaces with, you know, situations that are, you know, more private events or require private membership may, you know, there may be some other rules and they may be allowed to have them, these ADA cards do also show that they have to, you know, make some reasonable accommodation for barefooting and have to be willing to, you know, work with you, you know, reasonably to be able to accommodate for your disability or chronic illness that your barefooting, you know, is an accommodation for. So I definitely recommend checking that out, and I always just want to put that out there because barefooting, you know, is very crucial for many disabled people and chronically ill people and neurodivergent people that also, you know, falls within disability, chronic illness, you know, with ADA. So, you know, definitely check that out. If you're somebody that's, you know, getting discriminated against and can be really hard to stand up for yourself, especially, you know, when having any kind of disability or chronic illness and being neurodivergent. So, you know, I hope that this is a resource that can help you and help you navigate through the world and feel more safe going out and barefooting. But we do have a caller on the line who would like to speak, so I'm going to go ahead and let them on. It will load. Hello, caller.
Hi, Phoenix.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
How are you? Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fabulous.
But how are you?
I'm okay except for the last few days of rain, which I'm waiting for. Which I'm hoping it moves out soon.
You said you're waiting for what?
Last few days of nothing but rain. Just hoping that it stops.
Gotcha, gotcha. So, yeah, no, we've had quite a bit of rain here, too, and I totally understand.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, I was talking with this with Audrey last week. This was, once again, concerning my post, and basically, I think somebody must be trolling because it ended up like I guess it got reported. I think I posted where I was like in the movies and some other places, right? And what happened was some person, obviously a female, think that I'm trying to promote cross-dressing exhibitionism based upon what I'm wearing, right? And somebody commented on one of my pictures, so I just asked this person, well, you know, well how does my dress look? Then all of a sudden, I am. It was just a whole bunch of, not a bunch of, but it's because of this person, and this person is kind of like trying to exploit it all over the group. When my post does not promote what I'm wearing, so I went on a little rant. saying, you know, I like this group. I don't like the negative comments and stuff like that. You don't like my post, just keep scrolling, you know. And,
yeah.
and then one of the you probably did or didn't see it. So then one of the I think one of the admin people reached out through Facebook Messenger, and honestly, I did not read it. I did not read it at all, you know. And then I'm trying to tell. Then proof, he made his post talk about, you know, we accept cross-dressing people and whatnot, you know. And I knew right then that he was talking about me. You know,
yeah, and I think that's his way of trying to show support and within the community of just allowing people to wear whatever they want, if I'm interpreting things correctly, because unfortunately I currently am locked out of my Facebook. It's a whole password email issue thing, so I haven't been on.
Okay. Here's the thing, though, because my post, you probably haven't seen it before. You got locked out your Facebook, whatever's going on with that. I do stay on topic, you know, with the group. You know, yeah, I share my experiences with the group just like everybody else, right? But then again, it's like you get that one person who joins the group, never made one single post, you know, honestly have the nerve to comment on, pull a negative comment on somebody else's post, which I don't get. You know, I don't post, you know, and say, because I don't post some, I really don't post like complete foot pictures all the time. I hardly ever do. Okay, if I'm going to post, it's going to be a full body picture, right? So,
yeah, you're showing off the outfit, you know, like, and that's a pretty normal thing. A lot of people do that. Even if Audrey doesn't post pictures, or, you know, I may not know exactly what is posted on Facebook since I haven't been on there, and but unfortunately, it's a whole thing, but what I was going to say is, you know, there are times where Audrey will have me take pictures where, you know, I'm not just going to take a picture of her feet. It's like, you know, what she's doing barefoot, you know, or, you know, the outfit that she's wearing while she's barefoot, or both, you know. It's about living your life. And I don't want to interrupt you, because I do want to give you, you know, the place to speak on this, for sure. But I do have quite a bit to say. First of all, this person that is, first of all, they are making it into a bigger issue, right? We're back here again talking about it on the radio show because there's an issue about it. There's an issue. It's not all being talked about in the group because they're making it an issue. And the thing is that is a really harmful and honestly, I think disgusting assumption for them to make, that this is somehow you just posting a picture of, like you said, what you're wearing in a movie theater and you're wearing a skirt. Okay, who cares? You do you, wear what you want, you know. I support that fully. And they are making the assumption and adding sexualization to it and assuming that it is promoting some kind of fetishism thing when it is not. And you know what? That is the same thing that people do to barefooters all the time, which is it's just kind of funny. Not really so funny, haha, but you know what I mean? It's ironic because yeah. That is the same thing that happens to barefooters all the time, is people assuming that it is some kind of fetishism or, you know, or sexualizing it. And, you know, and it happens to, you know, men and masculine presenting people, of course, too, but especially for feminine presenting people and for, you know, women. And it is especially, you know, harmful, these sexualizations that are placed. And even this is an aspect of feminicide, of you showing, you know, femininity. That doesn't take away from you being a man. It doesn't take away from your masculinity, of course, but we are all, you know, people with masculine and feminine traits, and we express ourselves within those. And, you know, wearing skirts, you know, in society especially, is deemed a feminine thing. And when you show that in society, it is often attacked, regardless of who is showing the femininity. Femininity is still demonized, it is still attacked, and it is still not safe to show it. And that is a deep issue. And, you know, and this is an issue that, you know, I even, you know, feel very upset about, but, you know, for, you know, my own reasons. And, but, you know, even as, you know, somebody, you know, assigned female at birth, you know, who is a barefooter, and, you know, there are a lot of sexualizations on, you know, barefooting from outsiders that don't understand barefooting all, you know, already. And that, so it is really frustrating to hear that there are, you know, people in the group that can't let things go and want to make harmful sexualizations and harmful assumptions of you just living your life and just being yourself in the group, which unfortunately is something that, you know, women experience all the time. And I think men, whenever they show anything that is more on the feminine side of presentation, especially societal views of what is feminine, it is labeled and demonized in harmful ways, and it is often sexualized. And it is a harmful and deep issue that is just astronomical, you know. Audrey just came in to join us. And we have got Kevin on the line. So
hi, Kevin.
And
hey,
I just,
going on, Audrey?
Yeah. What'd you say?
No, we'll say hi to Audrey.
Oh. but no, it is definitely very frustrating that you're experiencing this. I am very angry for you. And I think people really need to get over themselves and take a look at themselves and their own perspective, especially when they are sexualizing other people, what other people are wearing, what other people are posting. I think they really need to step back and take a look at themselves, because it clearly, from what context I've been given, this is not something that is sexual. This is you existing. Hey, I went here barefoot. This is what I'm wearing. This is what I look like today. And also, this is something you wore out into public too. Like, come on, in a theater, and you didn't get kicked out. Like, we're having to get over what you were wearing. Like, obviously this barefooting thing is, you know, always another struggle, but I just, yeah, people really need to remember that there are much bigger issues out there, and not talking about you, of course, as somebody that is receiving this kind of discrimination, because that's what it is. You are completely valid, but to people that keep discriminating, making issues out of things like this and making harmful sexualizations, sit and deal with yourself and think, do what you got to do to process and look at the world in a nicer way. I don't know. But you need to take responsibility for you and everyone else alone.
And, another person was making a comment talking about, you know, this is a fetish. Like how is so basically, I asked a question about my dress, and all of a sudden it's a fetish. You know, was prompted, proof to make that the post that he did. You know, talk about you ask a question, you know, about how does my dress look? That's crossing into fetish territory, to which I honestly disagree with that. I really totally disagree with that. You know, and it's not like I went on this group, you know, saying talk about what do you think about my outfit? This is me. No, I don't do that, and I have not done that. You know what I'm saying? If I wanted to, there's other groups for that. You know, I haven't discovered it yet,
yeah.
But I'm sure there's other groups for that, for a specific. Let's be honest, every group has a specific topic. I mean, the name speaks for itself. You know, saying I don't go into the group promoting my outfits and stuff like that. I don't have a fetish of any kind, to be quite honest. So, and it's just that those now of course the person that the person that made those comments, I have blocked that person from hopefully seeing no more of my posts.
Well, and that person is completely out of line and making harmful assumptions, and making it out of an issue, out of something that isn't. Because, you know, if I were to post a picture of me dressing, you know, on the more masculine side and barefoot, a nature reserve, you know, on one of my walks or whatever, you know, people aren't going, you know, people unfortunately may still have, you know, there may be people out there that may have their own sexualizations for, you know, me being, you know, somebody, you know, assigned female at birth. But at the same time, you know, people, there's not going to be as much backlash because, you know, it is more socially acceptable for, you know, me to dress more on the masculine side versus men doing the same thing without people making harmful sexualizations and assumptions that it must be some sexual thing or some fetish thing when it is not. And that's not what Barefoot is Legal is for. Wow. And that is not what you are coming in with. And people making these harmful assumptions need to just, I don't know, deal with their own discomfort and their own ignorance and stop projecting it onto other people.
Well, and I made a straight up post one time because it was funny. I'd mudded so much it looked like I was wearing high tops, right?
Uh-huh.
And I literally said, what do you all think of my high tops today? I'm literally asking what you think, but I was never accused of trying to be some fetishist, which is good because I wasn't. But, like,
yeah.
At the same time, how it's, him commenting on a comment, he didn't even make, that wasn't even his original post, it was, he was commenting on a comment, someone had commented, and he led into his question about what is my dress look, how is my dress look, you know, and it got turned into that.
Yeah, and
that's what I'm
I think what's unfortunate is I think a lot of people's perspective of the world and the internet is really negative and kind of rotted because of all of the negativity and just, you know, darker things out there in the internet that unfortunately I think a lot of people can't separate from, you know, the darker things on the internet with things that are innocent. And believe me, there are things with, you know, the way I dress, with my own style, people make assumptions, people, you know, have their own sexualizations, and it is very harmful. And especially if you are somebody that is more feminine presenting, you are going to receive that backlash often.
Part of it.
And, but even still, I mean, you know, my experiences, you know, are still different than yours, you know, as someone who is a man, you know, in, you know, who's, I guess, more feminine presenting and, you know, so society's eyes especially. And like, but, you know, again, that doesn't take away from your masculinity, of course, or anything, you know, I don't mean anything like that, but I think that there is just a lot to really unpack within society that, of course, we cannot do in enough time here today and would take a long time to undo, that has just led to people constantly putting sexualizations onto other people's bodies, other what other people are wearing, and just who other people are. And, you know, we see that with barefooting. We see that with the way people dress. And it is something that, I mean, it is deeply rooted in every society, unfortunately, pretty much. I mean, you know, and because of just centuries of just patriarchal control. And you know, a lot of men, until they're put in positions, you know, like you are, you know, don't always realize the ways that the patriarchy actively oppresses men and limits your ability to exist, you know, and it limits all of our ability to exist. And this is, you know, and talking against the patriarchy is not at all demonizing men or fatherhood or anything like that. If anything, the patriarchal system we live in already does that, you know, and has degraded those things from what they are and should be, if that makes sense. And it has degraded, you know, and I do think this is a big issue. I do think it is important to talk about. And, you know, I think that, you know, barefooting is for everyone, and we need to be inclusive and we need to be accepting, and people need to see past their own discomfort. Mm-hmm. People need to see past their own limited worldview. And yeah, okay, there may be people that exist within, you know, Pesh communities that may dress similarly or may whatever, that you've seen whatever out there, but that doesn't mean that everyone is doing that. And your association of putting everyone in that box is harmful, and that is a problem within you. That is not a problem within other people living their lives, minding their own business, doing nothing inappropriate. That is a problem within the way you view the world, the way you look at things, and the way, yeah, you know, that it's that simple. And I may be getting a little too passionate today, and you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm being very calm, I think. So I'm sorry not to keep cutting you off, Kevin, or keep you from talking.
No. It's fine. I just really, really don't understand. Like, I don't make a negative comment about anybody's post. Matter of fact, I barely make a comment on anybody's post. Man, I click the like button and keep it moving. But the thing is, if you haven't posted not one single solitary picture since you joined the group, and then you decide to post on my post, you know, and then all of a sudden it gets to admin. People, you know, just because I asked a question only because somebody commented on my post, you know, should I have probably asked that question, you know, maybe not, but it doesn't mean that I have a fetish. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm seeking validation from other people on the way I look. You know, I just happen to like wearing a skirt. So, you know, and I put on a dress. You know, okay. You know, other people in the group, not to get off topic, but look, other people in the group happen to like my outfits, right? You know, matter of fact, some of the females in the group were saying how I got fabulous legs. I don't hear that from a woman telling a guy that's not even normal. You know,
it's nice to be complimented, and unfortunately, even when, you know, there are compliments or things like that, people again that have negative perceptions of the world and put on those negative, just harmful assumptions, you know, they can really look at things in a completely different way than the innocent, just normal, pro-social way that they're intended and that they exist. And sorry, I don't know if that made sense,
This is why I say, if you don't like my post, keep scrolling. You know, there was no reason to not only trying to put me out there in front of the whole group, but then again, it gets to admin. You know, and Proof sees this now and prompts him to make the post that he makes. I just I'm not promoting my outfit. I'm not. That's not what the group is about. In my post, I said, you know, we're supposed to here to help build each other up and support each other, not tear each other down. You know, I mean, just freaking like,
yeah.
I wish people would do what I do and mind their own business. That's how I live life. I just mind my own business. You know what anybody else wears. I mean, it doesn't affect my life. You know, and what I wear, you know, when I post, it doesn't affect the purpose or the mission of the group. You know, I mean, I support the barefoot community like I have, and I do it myself, just like everybody else. I'm sharing my experience.
Yeah,
you know,
if you join the group
of like-minded individuals who have the same thoughts and beliefs that you do, and we make these posts to share our experiences. You know what I'm saying? And trying to get, like Poof always said, we don't want special rights, we just want the same rights. You know, but my outfits don't mean anything. It absolutely means nothing. You know, I am like, we're trying to figure out like why people are against going barefoot in this store. Why people think it's unsanitary. Why people think this, and why people think that. Why is it a discrimination issue, you know, and stuff like that. Why are we still trying to figure out why the no shirt, no shoes, no service signs are still up in some places, you know, and of all the things to worry of all the things to complain about, you want to complain about my outfit and thinking that it's a fetish. Like seriously though. If I had a fetish, I'll take that to another group, but not this group, not this group at all. So those commas were unnecessary. Taking it to admin was even more unnecessary. You know, I really just don't understand. That's my whole thing. I just don't understand. I'm just being me.
Totally valid, and you know, that's why I'm just trying to give you this space to talk about this and you know, rant, because I do think this is a very big issue, simply because it's an issue of discrimination against you just existing. You know, Barefoot is Legal is, yes, it's about barefooting. It's about living our barefooting experiences. It's about sharing what our barefooting experiences look like. And, you know, and it is, there is a like-mindedness of that, you know, barefooting and having the same, you know, beliefs and values in general around barefooting. But at the same time, there is also a lot of diversity within barefooting, of course. Nobody's spiritual beliefs for barefooting are going to be the same. And there are so many diverse cultures in which there are, you know, barefooting you know, roots at different times and points. There are just so many different experiences with just sensory stuff and, you know, and even, you know, people who don't have, you know, sensory issue conditions still have, you know, sensory experiences in their body. You know, so we have different sensory, you know, experiences. You know, we have different, my point is that there are so many differences and, you know, diversity, different genders, gender identity, gender expression, which has more to do with that aspect of dressing, and gender expression, gender identity are not the same thing. And, people of different sexual orientations, and, you know, whether that be, you know, hetero or, you know, LGBTQ+IA, I think I said that right. My brain's a little messy today, you know, but even these identities are not inherently sexual. They are just how people exist, just like with people's religious beliefs, cultural beliefs, you know, ethnicity, race, things like that. You know, barefooting is a diverse thing. Barefooting is, you know, pretty much for everyone, but also, you know, yeah.
People in general
are just so diverse. Like, barefooting is not something that we can make exclusive, you know, and inclusivity is so important, and it's important for us to have that. If we want to be an organization that is, you know, talking on uplifting and supporting, you know, human health, and all facets of health. And the way that barefooting relates to that, we need to support diversity and how people exist and allow them to safely for their mental health, their emotional health, and their physical health, as long as they're not causing harm to anyone, which is what you're not causing any harm to anyone, you know? So you're not doing any harm. Unfortunately, these other people making a much bigger deal and issue out of this are causing harm. And I do want that to be made clear. Putting these sexualizations onto other people, putting these accusations and claims of fetishism onto other people, especially in the internet publicly, is harmful. And quite frankly, people need to grow up and, yes, mind their business. But also understand that the way that people dress does not inherently imply anything. And this is something that has been...
Or affect them in any way.
Yeah, and this is something, though, that we see, you know, we've seen so much, especially put on women for such a long time, you know, but it is something that also, you know, does happen to men, and we are kind of seeing increasingly so, but more and more. There are so many... just limitations and limiting thoughts that other people have that end up causing harm. And inclusivity is important. And if you're somebody that has a problem with inclusivity and barefooting being for everyone and being accepting of other people, then I think you just need to mind your business.
Yeah. You need to look at yourself before you look at other people.
Because this is supposed to be about empowering, uplifting, and encouraging each other, not tearing each other down and discriminating and causing harm. We are already fighting for, you know, to not, you know, be discriminated against when we already have our legal right, of being able to barefoot in public spaces, just like you have your legal right, you know, Kevin, to wear what you want to wear. But when that discrimination is still occurring, and then we have to keep pushing back. And it's very, I think, hypocritical to judge others for what they're wearing while we're still trying to stop people from doing the same thing with our barefooting.
Yeah. Exactly.
And barefooting is for everyone. And I mean that literally.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, not to get off the subject, I mean, just because I wear a skirt or dress, it doesn't mean I'm gay. You know, it doesn't mean I want men. Like that. I'm sure that's probably the perception with some people, but that's not a perception, though. I post to help, hopefully that I'm helping promoting going barefoot in whatever place, you know. And of course, there are those times in which you just don't feel like arguing with people, you know, meeting employees when they say you can't be here barefoot, but you know there's no sign, you haven't seen no sign and stuff like that. You know, there have been times in which I just like, end up leaving. I think there was one time I actually went to my car to get my sandals and I came back, you know, and I think I told y'all about the issue, that I had with a nearby Walmart, and I haven't been back to that Walmart since, you know, now that I don't need to go. You know, I just
right.
Haven't been back there because I'm not even though the manager reached out for me to text to talk about, you know, if there was an issue, you know, come call me. You know, every time I call him, he's not available, or every time I go to the store, he's not there. So it was like, you know what, screw it. I think I probably gave up on that one, you know. And
yeah.
Walmart, you know, has been a hit and miss. Dollar General is always a hit and miss, you know, and it just depends on who's actually working there, because they change out their workers. You know, hey, somebody will say something, but other people won't say nothing. You know, I mean, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. I made a post out that was in Dollar General with no issues, you know, cool, you know, but it just all depends, you know, but you know what, but I just feel that, coming back to the subject, I think I feel like I was completely singled out in front of the whole group, you know. I mean, I got more positive comments than negative comments. Okay, great. You know, I just feel that, you know, there's no reason for what that person did. I felt that person was trolling.
Yeah.
I mean, cross-dressing exhibitionism.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that term before. I didn't know there was a such thing. You know, what do you really think about when you hear the word exhibitionism? You know, exhibitionism is like you're taking chances, or you're daring yourself to do something that nobody else would actually do.
Right.
You know, so cross-dressing exhibitionism never crossed my mind. You know, I'm supporting the barefoot, because I hope that I'm supporting the barefoot community by making these posts. For those who have joined for the first time and they see my post, you know, small places like Little Caesars or the gas station or even the post office, you know, where places like those, nobody really cares because they're behind the counter, you know what I'm saying? They're not gonna come from behind the counter and say get and don't come back in here without shoes next time, you know. So if my post gives somebody the courage to go out in public for the first time without shoes on to see how it feels, regardless of what I'm wearing, cool. You know, matter of fact, maybe there's somebody in the group who's inspired by what I'm wearing.
Yeah, and that could be too. And it doesn't make it inherently sexual. Fashion is a thing. Have people heard of that? That's really what I want to know. Have people heard of fashion? Like, honestly, because, you know, and that's just like, that's one of the best parts of the internet, right? Is fashion, like Pinterest, when you can go on and see, you know, cute fashion and see stuff that's even, you know, unconventional fashion. Like, yeah, you may not wear in your daily life, but it's art and it looks cool. Or then get outfit inspo and, you know, just, I mean, honestly, like I do miss when the internet used just to be like, oh, I'm going to post cute selfies, hashtag outfit of the day or OOTD, and, you know, and, oh, I, you know, here's my cute outfit here, or here's what I'm wearing today. Oh, here's what I'm doing. I went out, you know, and like, that's just such a normal thing. And it used to be like a big part of the internet, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it still is, but you know, it's like, posting pictures of what you're wearing and what you're doing and also supporting something like you did this barefoot. Like if you were just trying to promote your outfit, you wouldn't even post the fact that you're barefoot.
Right.
You know, and you'd go find a fashion group or something like that, or an outfit, you know, inspo group to be a part of. Okay. Like,
right.
You know, but I just think it's so weird that people look at these things in sexual ways, and I'm like, what does that say about you? You know,
exactly.
That you're the one looking at this in this way, because posting what you're wearing and outfit inspiration, like, oh my gosh, you look good! Oh my gosh, you look good! Complimenting each other, like that's such a normal thing, and like, you know, and that's one of my favorite things, you know, especially about like, you know, having, you know, relationships with women and things like that, like, you know, that's such a normal thing, like, you know, and so. Why is it being made into something so sexual? Because somebody's uncomfortable with a man in a dress or a skirt. Yeah, that sounds like bigotry. No offense. And maybe you're just uncomfortable. Yeah, you know what? Full offense. why did I say no offense? I think it's hard.
Just like we were talking last week, you know, Audrey likes color. She likes having multicolored hair, you know, but that doesn't mean she has a fetish.
Yeah.
That means she's not going to post to the group and talk about, hey, what you think of my hair? Do I need more colors? No, she doesn't do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And,
exactly.
if she did do that, I can guarantee she'll get attacked for that. And somebody will probably be like, oh, this is not the group for that. Stay on topic and blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, Pooch sees that he'll get involved and say his little rant and junk like that. And it's almost like a domino effect on the way up instead of on the way down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I said on my post, if you take the time to say a negative comment, knowing that you haven't posted in a group at all, then you got personal issues. You got some serious
right.
personal issues. You know what I'm saying? I remember one time I made a post where I had this American flag dress, right? There's some mm-hmm. dude talking about, you know, as a Navy vet is not a good look. It doesn't matter if you want to show your support, wear a pin or a patch or something. You know, that's the same thing as wearing.
Which is people just trying to
please
what other
flag.
People wear, which is discrimination. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a shirt. It's a pattern. It's not the same thing as wearing the actual American flag. You know
right.
what I'm saying? If I had, as a matter of fact, why would I even do that to the actual American flag?
Right.
You know, I'm a service member. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna touch the flag,
the actual flag, unless I have a good reason to, unless it's part of a program, a procession, or honor guard, or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Now, of course,
disrespecting the flag. No, I get it. I don't disrespect
the flag.
And the whole
thing about
that is, I'm not gonna carry the flag in my hand everywhere just to be carrying it. You know what I'm saying? The dress or t-shirt dress,
And the whole thing you want to ask that person is, have you not seen the stores around 4th of July?
Yeah.
Like, everything is red, white, and blue today.
Or think about how many things, especially with women, put on them, you know, like, you know, wearing the American flag.
Actually wrapped in a flag.
Usually some sexualized imagery.
Mm-hmm.
And the same people usually don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. Hypocrisy is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's just like, so what, we're going to pick and choose what's acceptable, you know? And so,
Yeah. Well, like I said, go shopping around 4th of July and everything is red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Everything is red, white, and blue around
there. Yeah. And there are things about, you know, and believe me, I have heard all things about, you know, disrespecting the flag by wearing it, you know, is a whole thing or whatever. But at this point, I think cultural norms have shifted too much at this point. And if we're going to blame anyone, we can't blame people. Who are we going to blame? Blame capitalism. Blame corporations. They're the ones producing the products that have the flag on them, the clothing, the items.
We're just consumers.
Yeah, I mean, if it's out there available to buy and you have people that want to be patriotic and show support, they're going to buy it, you know? So if anything, it's an issue with the people who made it, you know, or were selling it, who made this a product available to other people. I'm sick of everything being put on the consumer, you know what I mean? As if we, like, you know, are the ones picking and choosing.
I don't have a sweatshop in my garage to make this stuff. I don't.
Literally.
I have enough children to make one, but I don't have one.
Gosh. Dark humor moments. Sorry, guys. But, no, I mean,
come on. No, it's okay. You know, I just had to really, really get this out and talk about this. Amy, of course, I'm not sure how many people actually listen to the show every week or get a chance to listen to the show every week, you know.
Yeah.
This was one of the topics that I couldn't keep silent on, you know what I'm saying? Now, of course, I'm not going to make another
rant post in the group about this because I already said what I needed to say.
Right.
I mean, like I said before, there are other I'm sure there are other groups out there that could promote my outfit while I go and join a group and be like, this is today's outfit. What y'all think? You know, but
yeah.
Barefoot is legal. It's not the place that I'm going to do that, and I never will. You know.
Right.
So me asking a question about how my dress looks, it does not enter into fetish territory. Nor does it make people think that I do have a fetish, and it's not a fetish at all.
Yeah.
Some people got fetishes, and a lot of people don't have fetishes. And I'm one of those people who don't have a cross-dressing fetish, and I'm not out to seek validation
yeah.
from other people about my outfit. I mean, nobody has seen that. You know,
yeah.
and we all know that.
Yeah.
You know, and we all know that that admin is watching just about every post. We know that. You know, so why would I do that? I stay on topic. Barefoot is legal.
Yeah.
You know, in my post. And besides, I look good in all my outfits anyways. You know, the fact that I'm an average black guy, you know, saying putting on a dress. Matter of fact, I just went to the movies a couple of hours ago. You know, I'm about to make that post later on. You know, saying and y'all can see my nice little dress that I have on. You know, but once again, going to the same movie theater, you know what I'm saying? Got shelf kiosks, so I don't have to worry about the ticket person. You know, go pay my ticket.
Right.
You know, and the greeter walk right past the person standing there. Don't even know why he's even standing in the first place. Walk past her and no issue at all. That's how the barefoot is life. It should be. You go into a place without nobody hassling, doing your business, and leave. There's no reason why we're still having problems with these places. Now of course they're not going to kick me out for wearing
it
a dress.
No, it
doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
If I argue,
you might as well put a few more colors in your hair. Go ahead and go wild with it. Just freaking go wild.
I don't think I have any more colors left.
What about fuchsia? You have a fuchsia, a magenta, you got lime green in there? Lime green?
A little bit.
Some other stuff? Yeah. You know what I'm saying, but I just had to get it out there. You know, people, if you're listening, if you don't like somebody's post, just keep scrolling. Keep your negative comments to yourself. You don't have nothing nice to say.
Exactly.
Don't say it at all. Like RJ always say, don't be a jerk. I forgot the first part of that, but I remember the last part.
Sorry, we got the 90-second warning, so we didn't hear the last part of what you said.
Be kind,
help when you can.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Be a jerk.
Yeah, that part. Don't be a jerk. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it all. No more negative comments on people's posts. Just keep it to yourself. That's it.
Yeah. Exactly. And we just got our 60-second warning, so we need to close up the show here. But I'm sure we'll have more on this on a future time, too. So, anything you want to say, Miss Phoenix?
I mean, other than the outro information, just be nice and just, you know, barefooting is for everyone and inclusivity is important. I don't know if there's anything else to say before. No. Just, you know, keep on living on your best barefoot life, folks, and we'll be back next week.
You can find us at businesslegal.org to find some information and resources that may be helpful. Take care, guys.